Kufi Dalet Amud Yud Beis. Last thing, listen. Harajba Reinizm Karkim. The Rajba was careful not to eat saffron, karkim. Mipnei Shabachol Haratzahi Haimizalchon Lo Yain Harbe. In that place where he lived, they used to pour wine onto it. There's lots of wine onto it. Vegam Armachute Basa Yavish. They'd also put piece of dry meat into it. Okay, and what that is that saffron is this very expensive spice. I have a sample here. I don't know if I have the fanciest kind, but if you look at it, you see that this spice, it grows. I have a picture of it. It grows on this really beautiful purple flower, and each flower has these three pieces that come out of it, three stigma. I don't know what they're called. Three little pieces that grow out of these three little red sticks that grow out of the purple flower. And when you take them up by hand, and you can imagine how many takes of those. So you put thousands and thousands of them to make these little pieces over here. Now I don't think we have the best kind over here.
Why are you putting them? You're gonna lose it.
What are you gonna do with it if I've had it? So it has these strips. I have a feeling that the more expensive ones are longer and finer than mine are. But they're reddish, orangish, brownish, I don't know, whatever color you want to call it.
The real one is from a different flower, I think.
What do you mean from a different flower?
I think there's like one type of flour.
That's it. Yeah, that's a flour. And it's this really expensive spice. So what happened was people would adulterate it.
What? I'm not talking more neat about the saffron.
Could be.
Remember looking this up.
Is it an unusual lashon to be in the Shulchan
Aruch? I'm going to talk about that. Yes, that is correct. I'm going to talk about that in a second. So the Rajba has two chuvas about this. Two chuvas about the saffron. And both chuvas are for people who said to him, is it true that you guys don't eat saffron? Is that really true? So he said they used to do three things. One, the two of them that it says in Shulchan Aruch, they would add strips of treif meat. If you think of it, I think dried meat, you could make it look like this also. They would put in strips of that into here, or they would pour wine onto it, or they would dry it out in pans smeared with pig fat. Okay, that didn't make it into Shulchan Aruch, that one. That idea that they used to do that. I'll tell you another thing in a second that they used to do. That'll come in a second. So the Rajah has these three ways they used to adulterate it. So the Rajah says that just like Chazal told us, we have a whole simon, we do lots of things here, of things that you're not allowed to eat because Goyim might mix wine into them. So too, he says, this is not listed in the Gemara. But Chazal is teaching us that if in your time and place people add wine to something, you shouldn't eat it. That's the teaching you that. So we just went through many, many dinim of all kinds of things that people add wine to that you have to be concerned about. So Rashi says, in my place, that's what they do. So in my place, you're not supposed to eat saffron because they add wine into it. Again, Shulchan Aruch, we're both concerned that they used to eat wine and they used to eat this dried meat to it. Okay? So now, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, the Shach has a sefer called Kud Sekhesef. Okay? So some of it, most of it, what?
The son.
Most of it he wrote himself. Parts of it written by the son. In this case, it's written from the son. Yeah, parts of it written by his son. But most of it is from the right of the Shach himself. But in this one, the Shach says, he tells us that in the Shach's own Shulchan Aruch, he had another few lines. There's a very long Shach, which we're going to talk about soon. A very long Shach here. He says, there's really another few lines added on. My father wrote in, besides what's printed in of what he wrote, he had a few lines. And in there, one of the things that he says in it is, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch says, Haraj Bahoy Nizar, he says, it doesn't say any place else in Shulchan Aruch wording like that. The Rajba was Nizar, that's a very odd, like my spit said, a very odd way of speaking. Because, to tell you that, even the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't do this. There wasn't a concern even with the Shulchan Aruch in his days. They weren't doing that anymore. So it to tell you that it's very specific to the people who have the problem, those are the people who have to deal with it. Well, then who cares? Why are you telling me that someone once had this problem? The point is, for the other lesson, which is that if in where you live, they have a different issue where they put wine into, you have to be that smart also. I mean, don't just think that all these cases from the Gemara are the only things that are also. Just like the Rajba added something because he had a problem in his place, so too if in Chicago they start adding wine to something else, then you have to be careful about that also. Okay, it's like a lesson for you that you don't have to do this. You don't have to worry about saffron. You can eat saffron. You don't have to worry about that. But just like the Rajba did it in his time, you have to do it in for you. If something comes up, you have to realize and you have to make an awesome lesson. Okay, that's why Shulchan Aruch says that final lesson.
With bourbons and stuff, and they're adding wine.
Right, right now. So if you find in your place that people are doing that, then you have to be just as smart as them also. Okay? So now, the Shach has a couple of things that else are going on in the Shach. One of them was what we spoke about last time, which is, could you be Toil of a Drabanan? Could you say, since adding wine is only Issa Drabanan, can I say, I probably got the one that doesn't have the wine in it? Okay, that we talked about that last time. Well, when could you be Toil of a Drabanan? We talked this Shach last time. I'm a few closer to it. Another thing is, we'll talk about in a second, most of what we talk about today is going to be about that. Then the Rajma has, the Shatmos has other discussions about whether it's made above them. Whether it should be about the Karoiv. There's all kinds of other shadows that are going on here. I'm not gonna give you all that. There's a lot of other things going on here in the Shas. Okay? Now, aside from the fact that the Rajma brings this in about using Karakoyim because of the wine and the meat maybe into it, the Rajma also has another thing. Okay? The Rajma says another thing. He says they also used to adulterate the Karakoyim by putting flour onto it. Okay? They would take this mixture of flour and water, put in a little coloring from other Karakoyim, from other saffron that they had, and then they would pour this thing over the saffron that they had. The point being, it would extend, you know, how much you have. Instead of having a pound of it, all of a sudden you have now a pound and a half of it. They would extend it, and that's a Pesach problem. Okay, so that's an issue for Pesach. Okay, that's not an issue for kashrus wise, because the flour and water are kosher. It's an issue for Pesach, and that's brought in the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, in Ramah Tav Sam Zayin has a list of all kinds of things that different people had been hugging to not eat on Pesach. Okay, you can see those here. I can't, but you can. The list is honey and raisins and dried fruit and dried figs and sugar and cloves. All kinds of other things are more listed of things that people didn't eat because in their where they lived, there were problems with those things for chametz wise. Okay, and the point of those all is just like we just said. The Rashi says for the karkim here, which is where that comes from, is if in where you live there's such a problem, then you shouldn't eat that thing. Okay, if sugar was adulterated with flour, then don't eat that. Okay, but if you go to a new place where they don't have that, it's not a minute like kidneys that we have to do, so to speak, no matter what, even if there's no chashash. It's where there's a chashash and there's a chashash. But if there's no chashash, then that's okay. You don't have to worry about it. Like Brian says himself over here, he says, you people, if you don't have the problem in your city, then don't worry about it. Only in my city. Okay? Now those are the things that the Rambam brings in that thing. I list here a bunch of other things that are brought in other places. Other Menachem people had, they didn't drink water or vinegar or spices or salt or matzah meal. All kinds of other Menachem that people had, each one of them, because in their place there was some kind of a chash that people would mix in something that was chametzik. But again, for all those things, those of Menachem are, if I could use the word practical, okay? Simon Tav Samach Zayin, that halacha, normal halacha chesed over there, it reads like the Krakow Pesach Guide. Okay, it's like this is what you shouldn't eat. It's like opening up our Pesach guy and saying, oh, for this year for Pesach, don't eat this and this thing because that's a problem. Because that's what they had in Krakow in those days. That's what there was. So the Rambam told you the things that we didn't eat. But tomorrow or in a different city, it wouldn't apply. Okay, so it's not a din per se. It's a practicality. Okay. So let's move on. Okay, so that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch about eating Karkam, and we spun off a little bit over into Pesach. Now, there's another thing here, which is like this. The Shach talks about, he's talking about whether, partially talks about whether, what they did in the time of the Rajma. He says, what would be in the times of the Rajma when they had this problem with Karkam that they mixed into it, trade meat into it? He says, would you be allowed to add, no one eats this stuff straight. Okay, people don't eat, this is not meant to be eaten. It's not like apples, you don't eat these. It's a spice. Is it mutter to take this and use it as a spice in your food? What's the question? If it's true that of these 10 pieces over here, 9 of them are kosher and 1 of them is treif, so I'm not allowed to eat the stuff because 1 of them is a piece of meat. 1 of them is not karkam, it's really meat. Is it bitulus of a chachil for me to put it into my soup? The point being, if I put it into my food, it's for sure going to be bottled, because when you put spices in, you put tiny, tiny amounts. So the spice itself is going to be the time of...
Who cries this time?
Shach.
I'm going to explain
one second. So he says, if I eat the pieces themselves, of course I can't eat them. If I put them in, they're going to be bottled because the spice is a little timer. It can't be bottled, but the meat is not a little timer. The meat is just a piece of meat. You put in a tiny little bit. Think about how much black pepper you put into a food. It's a tiny amount, so it would be bottled. So what's the shayla? Is it bitulus l'chatchila? You're not allowed to be mabato something l'chatchila. You're not allowed to put iser into your food l'chatchila. Count on it being bottled. Okay? So that's the question. Is it bitulus l'chatchila? Okay? So the shach says, I don't remember this on the next slide.
The shach also chooses to say results.
Okay, so the Shach says...
Is it already bottled the roof?
Yes. Yes, it's bottled the roof. That's a different part of the Shach. So that's a different part of the Shach. We're not talking about that.
It's
one of the things that I said to you before that I'm not talking about. There's a child, the Shach talks about being bottled the roof and what the big difference. You have to wait to read that. Okay? But the Shach says about this part, the part that I want you to speak about, I can't see my own writing here. The Shach Khan, Mevach L'Sachatfila, he says, don't worry about the Bit L'Sachatfila. Why? Kivan the Safaku Mirish Khan Shum Isser, Ukadilla El, Sim Kedalit, Ubisim Kufdezo. Okay? He said, the reason why it's mutter is because it's only a suffix of the zisser. Remember, the Rashba didn't know that there was zisser in there. Bit of the feeling is when I take treif and I put it into my food on purpose. Here, I don't know that there's treif in there. Maybe there's meat in there, maybe there's not meat in there. It's only a suffix, therefore it's mutter. Okay, now, the simple understanding of what the Shach means to say when he says that, simple understanding of what the Shach means to say is that since the isser, bit of the feeling is an isser drabana, so suffix, if you've been over isser drabana, is suffix drabana lukulo. Okay, that's to me, it's a simple understanding of what the Shach is saying. Again, it only also the Midrabanan to mix it into your food. Because the Bitl is a Chathila. Well, Safik is a Drabanan, is Mutter. Safik Drabanan the Kula, it should be Mutter. Okay, that's a simple reading. In fact, there's a Prim Gadam, in Simon Tzadi Tess, there's no Prim Gadam here, in Simon Tzadi Tess, who says that that's what Shach and the Shach is, it's because of Safik Drabanan the Kula that you're allowed to do that. Okay? That's what he's. That's a simple understanding of what the Shach says. Now, there's a problem here. Okay, if you look at what the Shach says over there, it says, he says, Ukadil El, Simin Pedal, Sifkatan Lamaches, and Simin Kuftez, well, Sifkatan Chavches. Okay? So I'm going to tell you what it says in those two places over there. Okay? And we'll see if that's really what the Shach meant or he didn't mean like that. Okay? In Simin Kuftez, well, I'm going to do them out of order. Okay? That's a simpler one. Simin Kuftez, well, is a din actually we learned about. It's about butter. Simin Kuftez, well, is about dairy products. So it's a din about butter. And there's a concern that the butter has milk, chol of akum, in the butter. The butter itself is kosher, but the problem is there might be chol of akum mixed into it. And the shayla is, are you allowed to heat up the butter? And by doing that, it'll cause the milk to drain out. You can get all the milk out of the butter by heating up this butter. It'll drain out the milk. How that works practically is not our problem. It's going to drain out. But it's going to also give a little bit of time into the butter. A little bit of that chol of akum is going to give time into the butter. So the Rama says you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to heat it up and drain to get the milk out, which will leave you with the butter, which is kosher. So the Shach says, wait a second, what the bitl is chatchila? You're being mevachlis al chatchila. So the Shach says, well, ain zek mevachlis al chatchila, no bitl is chatchila, why? The shem enkat isra klal. Okay, it's almost exactly the same word that it says, shem enkat isra klal. V'oi, the enkat nas levato, rak shiyechu lo hatzich tuchichov. Okay, the second reason why it's mutter is because it's enkat nas levato. Enkat nas levato means is, Bitlus l'chila means don't try to get isser into your food to get away around the isser. But I'm not trying to get the isser in. I'm in kavanas l'chila. I'm not trying to get it in. I'm trying to not actually. I'm trying to get it out. Okay, over here, trying to get the butter out of my the milk out of my butter, not into my butter. So when in kavanas l'chila, there's no isser bitlus l'chila. Okay, that's the second reason why he gives why it's mutter. He quotes this from Beis Yosef and the Teres Chatos. The Beis Yosef actually only says the first reason, which is because it's only a shema. And the Teres Chatos says both of them. Okay, so that's a match to what it says over here. Okay, but if you look in the Shach, okay, so this is our Shach. Okay, v'shach kam latzus lechila kiv l'saf gemiyesh kan shuv iser ukedel simon peidal sif katan lamuches. Okay, now if you look at the Shach in peidal sif katan lamuches, it's talking about, before I put it on the table, it's talking about. Okay, it's talking about a person has honey. Okay, simon peidal is a simon about taloim. So a person has honey, and there are ants inside of his honey. Okay, ants are treif. Okay, there's ants inside of his honey. He wants to get the ants out. So the only way to get them out is to filter. You're going to filter them. But the problem is the honey is so thick that you can't pierce it through the filter. So what you want to do is you want to heat up the honey so that the honey will be more viscous, and then it'll pierce through the, be less viscous, and it'll pierce through the filter. Okay? So the problem again is, if you heat up the honey, you're getting time from the ants into your honey. Okay? Now, the time is going to be bottled. It's going to be mutter in the end. Once you get the time, it's going to be bottled. It's going to be mutter. That part of why it's going to be bottled, because it's lefkam. But lamaisa, you're going to get time into your honey. So the Shach says, is that, the Rama says you're allowed, so you're, the Shachram says you're allowed to do it. The Shach says, why are you allowed to do that? What does the Shach say? Why are you allowed to do that? The ain zem yishum avachlis l'chatchila, she'otzer, because come on, Tim Tzadi Tess, this is not bitter l'chatchila to heat it up. Why? She ain't kam nasir el l'sakim hetzvash. The person is ain't kam nasir l'vato. He's not trying to get ant time into his honey. Actually, again, he's trying to get the ants out of his honey. He's trying not to get the ants in. It's ain't kam nasir l'vato, so it's mutter. Okay? So, when the Shach by us says, look at the Shach and pay down Sivkat Lam Ches, okay? In the case of Sivkat Lam Ches, there's no Safik Yisr. It's not Safik Isser, the Sifkat Lam Ches. Because the Sifkat Lam Ches, we know that there are ants in there. The guy is filtering out the ants out of his thing. So the there, it's not Shayach to say that it's Mutter because it's Safik Dabar and Lekula. It's not Safik Dabar and Lekula there. It's in Kamas Lavato. One of the Shach's other reasons is in Kamas Lavato. That's fine. There's a reason why it's Mutter. But it's not Mutter because it's Safik Dabar and Lekula. That can't be the reason that for the din over there. So it seemed to me, I'm going to tell you an alternate shot in a second, but it seems to me that there's a mistake here in what the Shach says, in the Maramakam that's given over here. Okay, now, I look back at the very first printing of the Shach, which is from Tav, I don't say it in Hebrew, 1605. Oh, that says the wrong thing. That's a mistake. 1605. Okay, the first printing of the Shulchan Aruch that came with the Shach in it, and it says it the same way. It says Sifkat Lam Ches. And every print that I saw a few that the afterwards all say the same thing. Say Sifkat Lam Ches. But I think.
Where did you see the printing of 1605?
Where did I get that one? So
where did the Shach alive?
Yes, the Shach was alive. It was during his life. During his lifetime.
No, but 1640 was Tachta. He was there.
Right. So this is 1645.
Was it 40?
1645. That's what it was. So 1645. 1645, I'm sorry, 1645. Yeah, he couldn't have written it in 1605. He wasn't alive, right? 1645. 1645, correct? So it actually was not so easy to find it, but I did get it. In the end, it came from the museum in Eretz Israel, who has copies of it. Anyhow, but what it is if you look at the Shach in Pei Dal Sifkat Mem, talks about a different case. Okay, I'm going to go back on that. In Sifkat Mem, he's talking about a different case. There he's talking about a person who has flour that may have bugs in it. And the shadow is he let it grind up here in front. He has wheat that may have
so
bugs in it.
Really,
that's what I'm thinking, that the Maramakum is Mem, not Lamed Ches. Because in Sifkat Mem, in Sifkat in Pei Dal, they're talking about flour, wheat that may have bugs in it. And when you grind it, the bugs are all going to run out. But there's a possibility that some bugs are going to get ground into it also. And the Shach says, you're allowed to do that. Oh my gosh, that sounds like a repeat again. It's not why. Even the Safakut means Arim Shum Issachal. Okay, because we're not sure if there's going to be Issar in here at all. Because it could be, whatever the story is over there, could be by the time the grinding is finished, there'll be no bugs. So the Shach says, maybe there's no Issar there at all in that case. Okay, so that's saying what our Shach said. Our Shach said, go look and Simon paid out Sifkat and something. Okay, what he said to go look at Sifkat and Lam Ches, it doesn't say anything there about Shema. Okay, it doesn't say anything about Safak over there. No Safak Dabar on the Kul in that case. But in Sifkat Mem, he does talk about a case where it's possibly Safak. So in my thinking is that that's what...
Why do you say that he's trying to say here, but you have both reasons?
Because
he's saying there's two reasons.
Because the Shach by us also talk about separately in Kamaras Levato. When he says here, I'm going to say something like you. Wait one second. But he says it's Shema, like it says in Sim Pedal. Okay, in Sim Pedal Lam Ches, it doesn't say case of Shema. So I was wondering, but it did occur to me. Now, what I'm saying now means is that really the Shach means is Safed Rabban Lekula. That's the reason why it's really Mutter, because Safed Rabban Lekula. And instead of pointing to Lam Ches, he really should be pointing to Mem. Okay. Now, I'll, before I tell you the alternate, there's a little bit of a reason to think that I might be right, a little more reason that I might be right, because in Simon Tzadi Beis, the Shach also talks about the same kind of Shach about Bitlis L'Chachila, that's not going to be on the screen, another Shach there about Bitlis L'Chachila, and there's two things about that. First is, that in that one, it depends on which print you look at, some of them say to look at Lam Ches, and some of them say to look at Pei Dal Mem. Okay? The older versions, including the original, say look at Sifkat Lam Ches. Okay, some of the more modern ones say, look at Sifkat Mem. The Shulchan Aruch you probably have at home, well, because you said, the Shulchan Aruch that they have here in the office says Lam Ches. Okay, some of the newer ones, more modern ones, say Mem Nem. Okay, so I don't know whether that's anything from there. And one of them oddly says Lam Ches. I don't know what happened to that guy. I don't know where they came from. But anyway, yeah, he split the difference. but there is a riot from that Shach that he really needs them. And that's because the Shach is talking, if they says this din that you could be Mavachla because of what it says in Pei Dal, because of that reason, he says, why don't you ask, I'm going to say that right in a second, okay. So, there's another choice from what I'm saying. I'm telling you that the Shach really meant to look at Sifkat Mem, and not Sifkat Lam Ches, even though he says, look at Lam Ches, okay. Because it doesn't say what he's supposed to say. there is a possibility to learn a completely different pshat. When the Shach says, I told you that the reason why you're allowed to be Mavato Safik Isser is because Safik Yabaron Lekula. Okay? And the Prim Gavim says that's what the Shach means, because of Safik Yabaron Lekula. There's another way to understand what the Shach is trying to say. It could be that the Shach means is, not because Safik Yabaron Lekula, but because every time I have Safik Isser, I automatically have Ein Kavanas Mavato. Because think about it. If I don't know if there's meat inside of my saffron or not, let's say that case, I don't know if there's milk inside of my butter, then you can't say that I'm trying to get the tam of the meat into my food. How can I say I'm trying to do that? It's automatically Ein Kavanas Mavato, because if I don't even know if it's there in the first place. How can you say I'm trying to get that in? I want to get the milk into my butter. I don't even know if there's milk there altogether. I don't know if there's saffron in here, if there's meat in the saffron altogether. So maybe we could, it's not easy to read, but it could be we could read into the Shachs that when he says that Shema Enkav Isser Klau, that's a variation of Enkav Aslavato. One is Enkav Aslavato because you see he's trying to get it out, and one is Enkav Aslavato because the whole, by the fact that Shema, it automatically means that it's Enkav Aslavato. Enkav Aslavato,
from the other side of the same time, I think Enkav Aslavato here means the person. He wants to increase the value, so he adds more chazar, right? And then he's going to give him a bottle. But he's not trying to get the tam, because it's not going to be no sin tam, because if it would be no sin tam,
then he would, right. But usual kavanas levatel is that I know there's Isser in here.
Right.
Somehow I want that in my food for some reason.
I want in the food, or I want to be able to...
Well, I want to eat what I have over here. I want to get it into there. I'm trying to get the Isser into my food. If I want to get it in, then it's kavanas levatel. And in kavanas levatel means is that I have no interest. Like in the case of the ants. I don't want ants in my honey. I'm trying to get them out of my honey.
So what would be a case of kavanas levatel?
Just plain old pouring Isser into my food. Just putting a little bit.
Without being
no sin tam. It's not no sin tam.
So I'm saying, so what's a case of
kavanas levatel?
You put in an amount that is bubble. Put in an amount that is bubble.
But then it's not going to be no sin tam.
Right. That's correct.
That's not kavanas levatel.
It is kavanas levatel. I'm trying to get it into my food. I want it in my food.
Why do you want in your food?
You want to create 1%. Right? Of course, it's 10,000 pounds.
Oh, so
one second. I'm putting a natural more, so I'm making that lever.
Oh, so that's not the time. And that was the reason that they added the meat to the saffron.
But why am I eating it? Me, the guy who's pouring into my soup. I'm putting into my soup. I don't know if I get. I want saffron to be. I don't want meat to be into it. I'm not trying to get meat in at all. So it could be. Right, he was right. So it could be. I'm saying is it's possible to read that the Shach really was pointing at Lamed Ches. In the case of Lama, in Sifkat and Lama Ches, it was talking about where the ants, we knew there were ants into there. Okay, but he's pointing because this really means is an example of another variation in Kavanas Levatel. Okay, now, I don't think that's correct shot. I don't think that's the right shot. I think that is better to change the gears. But there's a huge nafkamina to be. No, really. Listen, I'm happier that the Prim Gavim says it. There's a riot from a Shach in Simin Tzadi Beis. In Simin Tzadi Beis, the Shach all talks about this thing about in Kavanas Levatel, about Shema, maybe there's no Isser there in the first place, and there's no Bittul Chachila. And in his case, the Shach asks the question. He says, if you don't know if there's Isser here, why don't you let the guy taste it? If the guy will taste it, then we'll know if there's Isser in here. So that's what the Shach asks. He says, so why don't you have the guy taste it? So now, if, let's think about that. If the reason why it was Mutter. That he talks about the afterwards. Maybe not. We shouldn't. That's negated to us. Not relevant to us. The question. Think about the question. He said, why don't we have a good taste? So if he was saying is, it's mutter because of the Safik Yabaron. Oh, okay, we'll just. If it's mutter because of Safik Yabaron Lekula, If it's mutter because of Safik Yabaron Lekula, then we understand the question. It's only mutter because it's a Safik Yabaron Lekula. So you say, hey, Safik Yabaron Lekula, but if we have a way to find to be mavarvis of it, then you should go be mavarvis. So the Shach's question is all makes sense. The question is, it's only mutter because Safik Yabaron Lekula, be mavarvis of it, and don't do Safik Yabaron Lekula. But if the reason why it's mutter is because it's in Kavanas Levatel, then there's no point to saying, let a guy taste it. What would be the point? What would you gain by having the guy taste it? It's in Kavanas Levatel because I don't know if it's there. Why not go find that if it's there? I'm in Kavanas Levatel. Well, that also tells me that he needs a point to Sipkat in there. Now, but there's a huge nafkamina between these two ways that I just told you. That is like this. This thing of Bikkel of Safik Isser has a very practical application. Okay? And the very practical application is liquid medicines. And that is like this. Liquid medicines. lots of them have glycerin in them. Okay, the glycerin that's in them, we estimate is, estimates are, it's let's say 20% glycerin. Okay, that's a rough estimate. What? Glycerin.
Of the total carb?
Of the whole liquid medicine, is, the liquid medicine is 20% glycerin. Okay, okay, that's an estimate. Can you close the door, please? A few moments. It's an estimate about that 20% glycerin. Yeah, okay, based on four lists. Okay, an estimate of 20%. Okay, so now, that means if I have a teaspoon, okay, that means is if I have a teaspoon of liquid medicine, okay, I have a teaspoon of liquid medicine, a teaspoon is 5 milliliters, okay, so that means is if I have a teaspoon of liquid medicine, that means 1 milliliter of that medicine is glycerin. Okay, the glycerin might be kosher, might be trace. I have no way of knowing. It's a solid glycerin. I don't know if this glycerin there is heter or isser. Okay, so an ounce of liquid, like a water or apple juice, is 30 milliliters. Okay, so that means is that if I take my 1 teaspoon of glycerin, well, my teaspoon of medicine, which is 5 milliliters, which means that's 1 milliliter isser, and I put it to 2 ounces of water, I just put it into 60 milliliters of water. So I now, with Mavato, the 1 ounce of 1 milliliter of glycerin that's in there in 60 milliliters of water or apple juice or whatever it was, so the glycerin is going to be bottled. Okay, so Sir Hagman says, Rashad Miller told us also that Rabbi Kotler said the same thing, you'll have to do it. You'll have to put the medicine, this liquid medicine, into, for each teaspoon you put in 2 ounces of liquid, and then you'll have been bavato of the glycerin in there. Why you'll have to do that? What happened to bisul chatila? He said, the Shach says, you'll have to be bavato suffic iser. So this is suffic iser. You'll have to be bavato suffic iser. It's only a suffic if it's animal or vegetable. It might be vegetable-based. It's a suffic. And since you'll have to be bavato suffic iser, because the Shach says over here, and I just told you many other places, you'll have to be bavato suffic iser. So now, if the reason why the Shach said you'll have to be bavato suffic iser is because suffic iser the kulo, then we're good. You'll have to, then you can do it. Okay, no problem. You can be bothered. You can put the medicine into apple juice, and you can be lots of things, sir. But if, what do you say? No, this is this would be us with the rice. It's from animal fat. It would be us with that. But if this is a kid's only drop on it. So something drop on the cooler, the issue could be bottled. Something this it would be the drop on it. So something drop on the cooler, you'd be allowed to be bottled. Okay, but if the reason why the Shach says you're allowed to do it when it's Shema, he didn't say the reason is something drop on the cooler. That's what we explained it like that. If the reason why you're allowed to do it is because it's in Kavanas Levato, in this case, in Kavanas Levato doesn't fly. And that's because you know the glycerin is in there. All the other cases of where we said your in Kavanas Levato was, you didn't know if there was isser in there first. I had butter, and I don't know if there's milk or there's not milk. So I say, maybe it's in Kavanas Levato because I don't know if it's in there. That would make me, the Shema would make it in Kavanas Levato. But over here, the Shema is not whether there's glycerin in there. I know there's glycerin in there. Right, so but you can't say that I'm not trying to be mavato the glycerin into my liquid. Of course I'm trying to be mavato.
You could say that I'm not trying to be
mavato.
Listen,
mavato. Listen. So if the header is because I'm not trying to be mavato, of course I'm trying to be mavato. Look at it. David sat here and said to you, I figured there's 1 milliliter and I put in this many milliliters. I figured that I'm mavato the glycerin.
One second.
No.
So
if the reason why you're allowed to be mavato something is because soft drop on the cooler, then I'm good. It's soft drop on, I'm allowed to do it. But if the reason is because it's kavanah zot, of course it's kavanah zot. I'm trying to
not.
If it's heter, yeah, it's
glycerin.
Wait, my medicine has glycerin in it.
My medicine has glycerin.
What about sugar?
Glycerin is not trace. It's not something I need to be mavato.
I want
to be mavato.
It's not
something I'm
mimicking
to be mavato,
because
I can't be mavato.
What are you talking about? I have glycerin in here. I'm saying, I'm figuring out.
I'm sugar in there too. I'm mavato the sugar.
No.
It's not that. Who cares?
No, I looked. You must be kidding. I looked at the bottle, and I see glycerin. Okay.
If it's heter, so then I don't care to be mavato. If only if it's iser, do I care to be mavato, right?
Yeah.
The fact that the word says glycerin, I don't care to be mavato because the word says glycerin. I just want to be mavato on the chance that there is trace in here. I want to be mavato.
So am I trying to be mavato? Am I not trying to be mavato?
I don't know.
You don't know. I know. No. You sat there. You said 1 milliliter, and I know 60 milliliters.
I know because you're trying to give me vato something that's awesome. You're trying to give me vato something that's tender.
You're
impossible to give me vato something that's tender.
You're sitting with a measuring cup, and you're telling me you're not trying to give vato something. You're sitting there.
I don't know what I mean. That. I'm not sure if I'm trying to give me vato.
You're not sure. I'm sure. I'm watching you. You guys sit with one measuring cup like this, and you're being naked.
Okay, let's say you don't have an ingredient. Let me ask you a different question. Let's say you don't have an ingredient, right?
Yes.
And you know that there's a chance that there could be glycerin in here, and it might not be.
Yes.
And you're doing the exact same thing.
So that ain't kamo samatu.
Well, how would it be? But you're doing the same thing.
No.
That's
because I don't know that there's issue at all. I don't know if there's anything. This is
at all. But you're still trying to be mabatu.
So I'm covering myself. I'm covering myself. But over here.
Same thing. Same thing.
Kosher glycerin is like no glycerin.
Glycerin is like no glycerin.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's not no other ingredients. So okay. I don't know what
okay. No, I don't buy it. I don't believe it. Okay.
So
I'm saying is, in order to say that it's mutter because of suffered from the kula, so which is the people says that's what the shach means. The shach doesn't say that. We have to change this marmok and the shach said to lam test to them, which I'm good with. I think that's correct. I'm just saying the other possibility that we would keep the marmok and the way it is and reinterpret that the shach means is because of and Kavar Salato, then at least the people on this side of the table think that wouldn't fly over here. Now, today we only did part one of this question. Okay, next time we're going to get into part two. It's going to be a whole other wrinkle. Okay, which will more encourage me to say not like what I said today. Okay, but for today where we stand today. We have this explanation. The Shach says in a number of places you can vato something. Yes, sir. The Basic says it. Also, the Tarasatos, the Dakimosha says it. Many people are saying you are not vato something. Yes, sir. And the simple reason is because it's only Rabbanan to be vato Yisurim, and therefore Safdar Rabbanan the Kuli lets you out. Okay, now don't fall asleep yet. You can't fall asleep till next week. Okay, because there's a whole other angle to this whole Shach. But that's what we're standing at today that you're allowed to do.